I hear Brenda's got a baby, but Brenda's barely got a brain. A dick.
Every day, yeah.
You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coasters.
Hi, my name is Peter Zion. I'm the owner of Alesmith Brewing Company here in beautiful San Diego, and Beer Coasters rocks.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coaster.
Blah, 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 I want my beer, damn it!
Well, hello there.
Well, hello.
Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast. A weekly podcast. Well, sometimes. It's an entirely self-absorbed beer show devoted to bringing you the best and worst In mostly American. Holy crap! I can't believe I can't get this
American
after 319 episodes. I'm going to start all over again.
Take two.
Hello, welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, episode 319, season 8, an entirely self-absorbed beer show devoted to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while in between. Wow, I actually did it. I'm Beer Coaster Mike from Boston, and with me this week is...
This is Tony from Hartford, Connecticut.
And this is Toby from San Diego, California.
Well, how are you folks doing today?
Well, howdy ho, neighbor.
Feeling like a wussy.
What'd you call me, baby. Boy?
That's right, folks. It's beer for babies.
Now get in my belly.
Get in my belly. Yes, this is Beer for Babies. A few interesting beers, some interesting titles. The first beer we're going to try here is Who You Calling Wussy from Aragon Brewing Company out of Escondido, California.
Stone Brewing,
and then we actually all have this one this week.
Yeah.
Not sure if we've.
This is a true fermentation conversation.
That's right. Look at that. Look, ready?
Bam!
Boom!
What's it?
Boy.
All right.
I'm gonna get that tattooed on me.
On my arm.
Yeah. Just.
What's it?
Get the hashtag, who you call, what's it?
We got a few other beers to try this week. Toby, what are you drinking on the West Coast over there?
For the beer for my baby, I'm going back to Brew Rebellion. I did them a few shows ago. This is their Saturday Morning Cartoons Breakfast Cereal Milk Stout.
Nice.
Yes, that's the whole name.
I think you win the title for the sure.
Instant kind of pairing. It's going to be
a beer
with cereal.
Called Saturday Morning Cartoon. Yes, you better.
In fact, you need to pair it with cereal and your favorite Saturday morning cartoon.
Ooh. All right, challenge accepted.
Done. There you go. How about that? Mm-hmm. And what are you gonna drink this week, Tony?
I am going to drink because there's a little baby on the label, the Founder's Breakfast Stout.
That's right, with a bib and a big old spoon. I remember the label fondly.
Mm-hmm. I almost picked that one up, too.
Yep.
Would have been a double fermentation conversation.
Could have been.
Our tasting flights are definitely, we got a theme going here, because my beer this week is Berkshire Brewing Company's Oatmeal IPA. So I'm ready for breakfast as well.
So it's a baby breakfast.
Yes, baby breakfast. beer baby breakfast. All right. Without further ado, why don't we get into this beer here?
Get all up in it.
What's
all
it?
Right, let's get up in it.
Drink fresh, numbskull.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
All right.
It's pretty sweet, yeah.
I could do without the name calling, guys, okay?
Right. Yeah, no. This is a bully-free podcast.
This is the children's show.
Well, if this is bully-free, then we shouldn't be drinking any stone beers, because they sure like to bully their customers around a lot.
Right into buying and drinking their expensive beer. All right.
You'll shut up if you know what's good for you.
That's right. That's right. So as we discussed, this is Who You Calling Wussy from Arrogant Brewing Company, not Stone.
Ooh.
This is not Stone Brewing Beer.
What? I'm confused.
We were talking a little bit about this off mic before the show. This is kind of, what do we consider this? Is it that Greg went off and started this brewing company, or
he went and
sold this part of it, and now Arrogant Brewing is brewing.
As far as I know, it's still all the same brewer. I mean, Mitch Steele is gone, but they started.
Right. He started his own project, right?
This Arrogant Brewing has been around since 2015, so Mitch just left. When was that? Back in like October, September of last year?
Right.
Yeah, not too long.
So, I don't know. It's almost like, the Arrogant Bastard is like it's a franchise, or it's a thing all on its own. So let's...
Right, it almost seemed like a separate brand altogether.
Yeah, brand, that's what I was looking for. It's its own brand, so let's just do all the bastard stuff, all the super arrogant stuff under this brand, and then we'll kind
of... Not like the rest of the Stone line. Just the super arrogant stuff.
So it's almost like Stone Brewing is for, like, the hardcore, but then Arrogant Brewing is for, like, you know, the seriously fucked up beer drinkers or something. I don't know.
All right.
I mean, if you go to their website...
On that note...
Their website has Tony tells us
what's on the website.
Okay. Right. No, their website has like the history of Stone Brewing, so it's like, but it's this is arrogant. Like they don't talk about why they broke off or whatever. So
yeah, it's
the emergence. I don't know.
Tony, you don't need to know. You don't need to know that stuff. You know,
yeah, and we're on a need to know basis.
Yeah. So that is fizzy and yellow.
Yep. I never thought I'd say that. That we're drinking a fizzy yellow beer.
We've mentioned it before. We've had some Stone beers that were really light and pale in color, and we would say, we would joke and say, "Hey, look, Stone did a fizzy yellow beer." Now this truly is a fizzy, and we were under the impression that Stone would never do a pilsner or a lager.
I think the Arrogant Bastard beer came out and was that. That's part of the marketing speak in the Arrogant Bastard beers, like, fizzy yellow beers or fizzy yellow beers are for wussy something.
Yeah. So here they are. Here's your yellow beer, you wussy. I mean, it's pale straw color.
They consider it a Northern German Pilsner as the style. It's yellow, and I poured kind of aggressively.
About a half finger.
And I'm in a big old, got my cheers.
Everyone's got their big glass.
Check my skinny. Glass. No, mine's not really big.
Oh, it's got a bastard glass.
Yeah.
You bastard.
Yeah. # appropriate glassware.
That's right. That's 2 weeks in a row, Tony.
I try. the public wants to see this. I could do a side-by-side of the Arrogant Bastard little devil guy.
Oh yeah,
and this same thing, boom.
The distribution it says nationwide, and I looked, and this man, it's like what 40 2 out of 50 states or something ridiculous.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's not available in only states. Holy wow.
Yeah, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, there's like 7 states it's not available.
Wow. Can you name those states?
So what do we have for ingredients?
I don't know.
The style, the Norman German Pilsner style, 5.8%. That's about all I got.
47 IBUs.
Have anything as far as ingredients goes. I didn't see anything on the can. And they're probably still just as secretive with their hops and malts as they always are.
And you guys got the 16-ounce can, right? I think that's all. Oh, no, they do have these in 22s. I did see them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw them at Costco for $3 for a 22.
22 cans?
No, a bottle. 22.
22 cans.
Is that like Foster style? Like,
yeah, the big old oil cans.
On the news.
That German...
Yeah.
Get that it Pilsner.
Yeah, very
Pilsner
European malty.
Yep.
But it's got a bright hoppy aroma too.
The head.
I don't want to say citrus, but something is very kind of.
See, I'm getting kind of a floral. A little floral and a little like biscuity or cracker.
Yeah, like sweet. Sweet corn? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, you get that, like, I don't even know, it's different styles, but you almost get that, like, that lagering stank.
Yeah. It's like that lager must.
Yeah, lager must.
Hashtag lager must.
I'm thirsty. I'm taking a sip.
Yeah, I gotta take a sip.
We got 16 ounces of it. Might as well start.
Prost!
Taking a sip, yeah!
It's Pilsner-y. Is that a flavor?
It is, on the Beer Coasters podcast. For sure.
It's
Pilsner-y.
Pilsner-y? Roasty-roastiness?
Pretty dry.
Pilsner-y-ness. Pilsner-y-ness.
Yeah. It's really dry.
I'm kind of getting this, like, the sweet corn kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I highly doubt that they used corn or rice in this beer, but there's something reminiscent of that in this.
It's kind of creamy. It's crisp, but yet it's kind of creamy. Mm. I think maybe that, because as far as the lagers go, I personally prefer Pilsners over lagers. Okay. I don't know what it is, if it's just the Pilsner malt or if it's the Pilsner yeast or if it's the fact that the Pilsners might be more creamy and sweet and a little less metallic-y than a regular lager.
Well, isn't a Pilsner a lager, though?
Well, yeah, all Pilsner... All... Lagers, but not all lagers are Pilsners.
Right.
Something to that effect.
Yeah.
To make this beer...
I may have that
you
backwards.
You have to lager it, so it ferments at lager temperatures.
Yeah.
It's the bottom.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's the yeast because it's that lager yeast, but I wish it just didn't have that little bit of... Like that lager must. I don't know.
Yeah.
I almost don't mind that, like that sweet corn, like the little hint of that and the dryness. I mean, it's kind of tastes like a kind of beer that I'd want to drink at a ball game.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
It's corn flakes. That's what it is. Because it's got to fit in with the cereal for the rest of the show. So it's corn flakes. Kinda, right? Kinda, all right. Kinda like cornflakes.
Yeah, it's a.
It's like puffed rice cereal.
It is a very narrow flavor profile. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't go too far.
Yeah.
As far, I mean, you take a sip, it's dry. You get that kind of odd maltiness.
That lingering.
It is reminiscent of some lagers and pilsners that I've had, but it's not. It's not a pleasant sense memory thing for me.
Well, it's definitely has more body and.
The mouthfeel is little, much better than.
Yeah, it's more bold than your typical, I don't know, American lager, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it has a bite to it that, you know, it's less of the corn water, you know, light beer style, for sure. It has a good bite. It's a dry. It's got some hoppiness there. Although I wish it had a little bit more hoppiness, like more. Yeah. One of my more listeners, if you will, is the Prima Pils from. Victory. Mm-hmm. But yeah. That's kind of, I mean, there's a whole heck of a lot of hops in that for a pilsner.
You know,
but I think this could stand to use a little bit more in the hop category. For sure. I'm saying that about a American brewing beer.
Yeah, seriously.
I wonder when this idea came about. You know, obviously they're trying to appeal to a different kind of audience than they normally appeal to, people that go after stone beers, but they just expanded to Berlin, Germany, and now they're making a Norman German Pilsner. So I wonder if they're trying to kind of solidify and not maybe
refine their, some of their stuff, you know, kind of pull back a little bit.
If they show up with their flagship as the Arrogant Bastard Ale with this strong ale, you know, in an environment that's not really used to beers that strong.
Right.
This probably would be a hit over there.
Well, yeah, and maybe they've learned something since they've been over there. You know, learn from the northern Germans about pilsners and whatever, and maybe they've grown to appreciate it, and they probably brewed some for that market, you know, to say, hey, you know, we'll break down and we'll do something that you guys would like. But see, now it would almost be arrogant is probably the proper word for them to say, oh yeah, you guys think that you can brew, you know, with your Reinheits Gebot and your, you know, brewing for 500 years of this style. Hey, well, we're going to brew one too and show you how what it's really like. I don't know if that's the approach that they were taking, but I hope not.
Maybe behind closed doors. They're probably saying
that. We'll show them. Yeah.
But this is definitely, you know, a lot more flavorful and approachable for me. Now, if it was somebody who was a typical, you know, Coors drinker, Budweiser drinker, I would say, yeah, try this. But
it's a good introduction, but.
But I would say even more for the people that drink something like MGD or something like that, you know, where it's a little more thicker and syrupy and more body to then move over to something like this, because this might actually be a little too much for the Bud Light drinkers. You know, it still kind of fits within that profile, of course, but I think that this has a little, you know, it's, I don't know. I guess,
but no matter what you give somebody as a, like a, you know, a gateway beer, so to speak, if they're a Bud Light drinker, everything's going to be bigger and bolder than what they are drinking, you know? So what are you guys going to pair with this?
I'm thinking...
not a bowl of cornflakes. It's not allowed.
I'm thinking like a nice, like a beer brat with maybe some onions, some caramelized onions on top, and some nice beer, like spicy mustard.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do a Bavarian pretzel with mustard. I could do... what is it? The Bratzel from Big Dogs in Vegas. Oh, yeah. Shout out. Okay. I could wash that down with this, the pretzel bun, bacon cheeseburger, double decker with the caramelized onions and, oh no, did it have sauerkraut? I think it had sauerkraut.
Settle down.
Anyway,
I'm gonna go with the Frankfurter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with a good old fashioned hot dog. That's kind of that I want like a hot dog and a bag of chips with this beer. That's what I want. Or this and some fries, maybe some garlic fries, something like that.
Yeah,
it'd be all right too.
Garlic fries would be good. Yeah.
Yeah. The Parmesan cheese there sprinkled on top.
Huh?
No? Parmesan, garlic? Come on.
Oh.
Can you...
Garlic parm fries? You said.
Garlic parm wings?
Dirty?
Dirty wings. We're going to have to do a wings episode.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Like the show?
Like the show? Like the food? Like, I don't know what else.
Food pairing is with a flavor of wing.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yep. And then the beers have to be something
with wings.
Aviation related. Or can
be,
I don't know.
Or can be from Buffalo.
Do you guys get Hangar 24 out there?
No. I've heard of them.
No. That's Orange County, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get those OC beers. I have to talk to OC Greg to see if he can give me some of that.
Yeah.
All right, folks. All right. Let's give a little rating for the wussy. Untapped rates this 3.7 out of 23,565 ratings.
It's a tattoo, man.
The popular locations to drink this beverage is the Relief and Resource in Fenton, Missouri. Except
what?
Oh. Sorry, it's not Missouri, it's Michigan.
That's a hotel.
That was my bad. And the Stone World Bistro in Escondido, California. And the Stone Brewing Tap Room in San Diego, California.
Awesome.
So they're still serving Arrogant Brewing beers at Stone Brewing Company.
So oh, yeah.
That's
clever.
There you have it. Give it a chance. And not. It's the Who You Callin' Wussy from Arrogant Brewing Company. And we'll be back right after this.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
There we go. Here we go. Hey, guys. Welcome to my tasting flight. This is Tony from Hartford, Connecticut. And
Hartford,
Connecticut. And this show, I am drinking Beer for Babies, the Founder's Breakfast Stout.
Oh, look at the baby with the bib.
Baby having a bit of his oatmeal in the morning. This is a oatmeal stout, a double chocolate coffee oatmeal stout, to be exact.
Whoa!
Founders Brewing Company is out of Michigan.
Michigan?
Yep.
We say it with a question mark. Michigan.
I'm Ron Burgundy?
Yeah, they're from Michigan, yep.
Grand Rapids, Michigan. There it is. Bottled on September 16th, 2016. There you go.
Oh,
there you go. Their website is foundersbrewing.com. This is one of their specialty offerings. And did I say that ABV? 8.3%. And IBUs are 60. There's an abundance of flaked oats in this beer, bitter and imported chocolates, and two
chocolate
types of coffee.
Oatmeal.
Oh, man, I need to get me some of this.
Oh, I need to get me some
I believe it's Sumatra and Kona coffee.
Oh, my goodness. Those are like two of my favorite kind of coffees right there.
I have had this beer before.
You know, a couple years ago when there was a lot less in Connecticut, I have to say that this was one of the first breweries to kind of just break open into distribution around here. And you couldn't find this anywhere. This was the beer to get. They said, oh, you know, have you heard of Founders? Yeah, those breakfast out. This was like the one that you got, you know,
do they still
different
do little
states.
Four packs instead of a six pack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even a bad, like four pack, I think will run you $9. You know, it's not overly priced. It's a great price point and it's a solid beer. I'm a good fan. So I poured it into glass, into my lasting brass glass.
Lasting brass.
Shout out to my buddy that just opened this, his brewery a couple months ago. I think he's been open for only like 3 months now. And he's killing it over in Oakville, Connecticut. So
nice.
Shout out. But to this beer. Woo! Yeah, roastiness. There is very little head on this guy. It didn't really stick around too long. But
yeah,
there is a
kid's head's even chopped off the label. No head there either.
It is just roasty and
breakfasty
and
some chocolate
and chocolatey.
I want it.
A little bit of cinnamon maybe
in
there.
My belly.
I mean, you can see by the color, it is just dark. It is a whole lot of dark.
I could have sworn I've had this beer before, but I guess I haven't.
No, you definitely have.
Mike had this on the show.
I did. I don't remember when.
For the beer for breakfast episode.
Oh, hey, that's appropriate.
In December of 2011. So that was like season two.
I can even remember the show logo.
Looks like someone's 6 years late to the party.
Well, I wasn't on the show then. It is delicious. It smells, it's got like cinnamon, roasted coffee.
I remember if I really, I must have
some
really,
sweetness.
Really liked this beer on the show.
A little bit of chocolate, not a whole lot. I think it's time to take a sip. What do you think?
Oh, wrong show.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Just give me a minute.
Take it in.
Do you need a spoon?
Guys, I need a minute here. Sorry. Woo! Okay.
Life is like a beer with chocolate.
This is silky. It's got... I drink black coffee. I can see how maybe that would be a little off-putting if people aren't big fans of robust coffee.
It's because you're not a wussy.
There you go. Despite what I drink in the first half of the show.
Black coffee. Whew, man, I like coffee, but...
What?
Black is... I like my espresso black, but...
I can see ace of spades.
This is silky. It's got nice creamy mouthfeel. You got that roasted coffee in there that is pretty intense, but because of the sweetness with the malts, I think it kind of... It's almost like you're adding a little bit of cream to your coffee, so it's not as robust as maybe it is on the nose.
It's that oatmeal smoothness.
That creaminess. That oatmeal smoothness.
Girl, you as smooth as a bowl of oatmeal.
I thought oatmeal was a bit lumpy.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Humpty Hump.
Yeah. I like my oatmeal lumpy. Spelled with the umpty.
I do.
Do-rip.
Do-rip. It kind of hangs out too. It's definitely nowhere near as, it's not like, you know, the Pilsner was dry and kind of just got out of your way. This one hangs out. It kind of has that nice lingering chocolate taste.
How dare you mention the word Pilsner while sipping that beer? How dare you, sir?
Referencing the first half
that
of the episode.
Not, nope, for, that p- for, it should for all not those be listeners, in your vocabulary, boy.
For all those listeners that just joined in, you missed the first part of the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us.
This beer tasting in progress. I am very excited to say that my buddy Tim and I have been brewing the Breakfast Out clone for the last 5 years, and I'm very excited to have 5 gallons, and if what we make is anywhere near is what this tastes like,
yeah.
we'll be in a good place. Yeah. I don't know what kind of coffee we're using, but we're going to cold brew our coffee, so after we brew the oatmeal stout, we'll add the cold brew in when we keg it. Usually it's pretty good.
Get some Kona or some Jamaican Blue Mountain.
I think it's Kona. I think actually, now that you say that.
Because Kona makes for smooth, and it's usually a lighter roast for the most part. And yeah. Kona is going to be much smoother than, say, if like you use something like Sumatra. Or I love Sumatra, but Kona's good for cold brew, I think.
Yeah, okay.
But you can get.
My parents just brought back some Blue Mountain, some Jamaican Blue Mountain.
That stuff is amazing, too. I wonder if they put something special in that coffee.
growing side by side.
With the first beer that we had, I won't say the name because I'm not allowed to, but the first beer that we had was one of those very simple beers that you want to pair with, you know, we said like all these, like, you know, pretzel with like Bavarian pretzel with like beer mustard. Or like, you know, the hot dog or the brat, like big, flavorful, like gumbo, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
This is the opposite. This is when you pair this with something, you want to pair this. This is the main event right here.
Yeah.
You want to jump into like some, I mean, the easy answer is we say cheesecake because it's just kind of keeps it that very kind of like mild sweetness to something that
but nice just... and creamy and vanilla-y and yeah,
vanilla ice cream would be fantastic with this.
Breakfast stout milkshake.
Drinking another one of these to pair with one of these would be great with this.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite pairings. Pair it with another one.
Yeah. I'm going to pair this beer with another one. That's what I'll do.
It's the true pairing.
Maybe some like Vienna fingers. Oh. Right. Where it's like those vanilla cream cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
That would be good. Let's see what we got on some ratings here. Untapped. Woo! Out of 227... 1,354 ratings.
Yeah.
Holy.
This clocks in. Now, you know when a beer is a little over four, when it gets over four, you're like, you know what, on the average, hey, you did a good job. Now, when you're at over 200,000 ratings and close to a total over 500,000 check-ins with this beer... this is a 4.19, just so you know.
Nice.
Wow.
Popular locations to drink this.
Is my house.
Is, okay, this is definitely not a thing, but the Festival of Dark Arts in Astoria, Oregon.
One. Oh, yes, I do have that.
Iron Abbey in Horsham, Pennsylvania. And Craft Beer Rising 2017. I think those are three fake locations. I don't even know what that
is. I've been to Astoria. I've never heard of the Festival of Dark Arts.
Dark Arts.
Well, you've never been invited.
You're not invited. That's right.
Nice. You know what was filmed in Astoria, Oregon, right?
Yeah. I do. You're
good enough for you is good enough.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
And Toby, it's not a Duma.
You goody. Andy!
I'm very curious to know about the Festival of Dark Arts now.
Yeah.
Are we clicking on it? Are we seeing
where we want to go? I just clicked on it.
Oh, boy.
That's it. There's no turning back.
Oh, no. They've just been notified that we've clicked on it.
Next week episode of the Beer Coasters podcast.
Somebody checked in on the 24th.
Goat leggings and...
Pair this with Eye of Newt.
Yes.
In a bat wing.
There's some blood-curdling bitterness.
All right.
Well, there you have it.
There it is. Founders Breakfast Stout out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Their website, again, is foundersbrewing.com.
What you're doing, because I'm about to ruin. Aces and Ales, Las Vegas' premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles, you can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler. And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
What's up, everybody? This is Toby out in San Diego, California, and it's Saturday morning. The baby's awake. Let's put him in front of the TV. Let's watch some cartoons.
Saturday? Right?
Saturday morning. Get a bowl of cereal. In this case, I'm drinking Brew Rebellion's Saturday Morning Cartoons Breakfast Cereal Milk Stout.
Look at that fancy cap.
Yeah, wow. Check it out. It's wax dipped with fruity pebbles mixed
in. Say,
come on.
With fruity pebbles.
I'm excited about this.
Oh, nice. See, I'll have to say I'm a bit disappointed by the label art.
Yeah. They blew the budget.
Dipped, and it's white wax, so it looks like milk.
White wax with fruity pebbles. In. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Brew Rebellion, they're out of somewhere in California. It's San Bernardino, California. Their website is brewrebellion.com. They got some information about how they got started and their whole like mission statement and all that stuff, but they don't have any information about any of the beers that they brew, which is ridiculous. But they do like to do variations, a lot of different variations of the beers that they brew, and they end up bottling them. So like the one that I had before on the show was the John Paul Jones peanut butter. It's like a peanut butter milk stout, but they have like multiple variations of that. Yeah. Milk stout. So the peanut butter one was the one I happened to get. And same with this one, the Saturday morning breakfast cereal milk stout. They actually do one that's called Fruity Pebbles. So anyway, it's interesting. Brew Rebellion is interesting.
That's if you're at the store, that's right next to the Scooby Dooby Brew.
This comes in at 5.76% ABV, and that's it. For
Scooby Brew
info. So I'm going to try and crack it.
Scooby Dooby Brew, where are you? Got a beer to drink now.
I kind of want to save this cap because it's covered in white wax with fruity pebbles.
Just put it in your...
Is it like when you like make cake and you lick like the spoon? Like you lick the cap?
I can't believe how full your cap collector thing is. Yeah. It's more full, I think, than anyone else's.
I don't have one, so yes, It's more than mine.
It's definitely full of Tony's. But I'm not even up to the bottom of the glass on mine. Like the bottom of the glass graphic.
No one's judging, Mike. It's okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
I don't even have one.
Do we have any more left? Can we get Tony a cap click?
I'll make one.
It's no longer under Gina's.
It's gone.
Yeah.
I'll make one.
Craft Beer Hand has moved on. I've got a film now. It started off with like a finger of head. Now it's just a film. I'm not really getting any lacing. It's dark. Very, very dark. I got some kind of dark brown highlights peeking through the bottom.
Fruity Pebble Milk.
On the news.
Smells like Fruity Pebbles.
Well, I get... I'm getting like some berries, like strawberry.
Phlegm?
Yeah, a little bit of phlegm.
Crunch berries?
Some chocolate.
Snozzberries?
Blueberries?
Frankenberries?
Frankenberries.
Oh, dude, I'm starting to get...
It has the color of Count Chocula.
I'm starting to get some cereal grain. For reals, guys, I'm not kidding.
For reals.
So real that he...
For reals, cereals.
For realsies.
For cereals?
For cereals.
I'm for cereals, guys. Yeah, I mean, there's like blueberry and there's strawberry.
Smurfberry.
There's kind of some chocolate.
Frankenberry. Booberry.
Is that a thing?
Crunchberry.
Berries.
I'm picking up on some tricks.
Berry berry kicks.
Oh, yeah, the berry berry kicks. I remember that. But yeah, I mean, it's... There's a slight hint of a roasty kind of coffee in there, but it's chocolate and some berries. And a little not bit of a good. Of a like a cereal grain. All right. Taking a sip of this beer with no head and no
zero
lacing.
Head. Looks like a glass of wine.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm nervous cuz I'm so excited about this beer, but I feel like it's going to fall short.
With a name like that,
he's smiling. Really, he's going for another one.
Special.
All right, I'm excited. Or he's giving you another chance. I don't know which one. Oh no,
we'll see.
He looks disappointed.
No, I mean it's it's ridiculous. No, it seriously tastes like breakfast cereal.
Like fruity. It's like fruity and.
Yeah,
like milky smooth, and
it's like Fruit Loops or like Fruity Pebbles, but with a little bit of chocolate and coffee. It's actually really good. It's got kind of a sharpness up front, and there's the mouthfeel is okay, but there's not. It's not. I don't know. It's not creamy enough to be like a milk stout, but you do get those, like the cereal. You know, like the Fruity Pebbles type flavors, but it's not milk stouty enough. It's almost a little too thin.
Was this brewed with breakfast cereal?
They don't say. I have no idea. I can't find any information about these guys. It's very disappointing that they don't. And it's not even like Stone, where it's like, okay, here's some stats, and I'll give you a little bit, you know, a quick little blurb about the beer, the inspiration. No, there's just... They don't have any information about any of their beers on their website. It's very odd. Yeah, there's some coffee, a little bit of chocolate, and just kind of that kind of cereal graininess. It's actually not too thin. I might be drinking a little bit cold right now, but yeah, it's not too bad. It's got some interesting flavors. I kind of wish that there was a little more robustness and a little bit more body to it. I mean, even for a milk stout. Because, you know, milk stouts can be... I mean, they're not... You know, they're a lot more easier.
They can be mouthfeel-wise, they're usually a little light, but they have that just so creamy, you know?
It's
So smooth.
Yeah.
So okay. Tell me if this is accurate. This says fruity pebble flavors, Reese's peanut butter cup notes.
Kinda.
Wow.
Dark chocolate, lactose, milk sugar, oranges, grapes, blueberries, dark fruit. What? This sounds weird. Bananas, clove, dragon fruit, passion fruit, lemon candy. All right, this is just weird.
Boy, now you're just making stuff
up.
I'm just
spewing words.
It started off good, yeah. What you were saying. It was pretty accurate, but like the passion fruit, not really. But I can kind of see the grape. No banana. Yeah. But there's kind of a little bit of a grape and a blueberry and a little bit of a strawberry. But there's not like the blueberry tartness, you know, there's none of that. It's more of just, it's very interesting. I want to know how they brewed this.
Right. You know what? Shoot them an email or tweet them or whatever. It'd be interesting just to know, you know.
Extremely limited, that's what they say. I mean, with a beer like that,
once they run out of fruity pebbles to to pour in the wax, it's like, all right, well, we're done.
Ballast Point did a fruity pebbles version of, I think it was Victory at Sea, or no, it was Cap'n Crunch. It was a Cap'n Crunch version that was good. It actually tasted like Cap'n Crunch, and I don't know if they threw Cap'n Crunch into the, you know, while they were brewing it, but
I've heard that before. I've heard brewers, home brewers, and stuff using breakfast cereals,
yeah,
in their brews before. So it doesn't seem like it's too far.
I mean, why not? Yeah,
I've never done it myself, but that was at a brew fest back in December, and this one of the beers had ghost peppers and Trix.
Wow.
Okay.
So it was like fruity and spicy, and it was probably the best beer on the day.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I thought it was going to be a lot hotter than it was, and it was just at like a very, like, decent level of heat. It was good.
Is it like, it's just like one of those really slow, kind of creepy heats?
Yeah.
That just keeps kind of elevating really slow?
Yep.
See, it's beers like that I'm looking forward to at the upcoming FERC Fest. Because that's kind of the stuff that they do at FERC Fest, is you have all these SoCal brewers that bring, most of the time they bring some of their popular beers, but they do those crazy twists on them, you know, like Sculpin with ghost peppers or whatever. It's stuff like that I look forward to at FERC Fest.
We have a festival around here called the Real Ale Festival, and that's exactly what that is. Any beer that you've had in Connecticut, it could be the most normal tasting beer that maybe you've passed over time and time again, but in this cask, it's got, you know, Citra, or it's got Cocoa Nibs or whatever, and it's every beer that you've had. You've never had any of these beers, and it's one of the best events every year.
That's why I look forward to
this one. Has oyster shells and papaya.
That's why I tell people if you're going to go to, if I'm going to go to one beer festival a year, it's FERC Fest in Orange County. Shout out to OC Greg. It's just amazing. It's 50 breweries. They limit it to 500 people. It's in this very intimate location, and it's chill, and it's the beer. It's all the beer geeks.
Yeah.
Right. If you don't know what a firkin is, or you know,
firkin A,
why would you, nobody would even, it's not even on your radar. So that's why I love FERC Fest, because it's like
FERC Fest.
The hardcore serious beer geeks that go. It's awesome. Love it. Food pairing for my Saturday morning cartoons breakfast cereal milk stout.
I'm sorry. I got to stop you for a second here. The first promotion there was free. Just telling Greg that now.
Yeah.
Any more promotions here on the Beer Coasters podcast for FERC Fest? It'll be a small fee.
And Mike, if you were to come out,
yeah,
in March,
sometime
you'd be at the FERC Fest with me, bro.
It looks like we may get out there in May.
You're supposed to come out in June.
I know, but I think it's going to be closer to the end of May.
June and August?
Because June, the prices are like ridiculous to get out there.
Okay.
So if barbecue is there or not.
No, if you're here, you know, we're making. We'll see. Whenever you're in town, we're doing barbecue.
You make it happen. That's what I like to hear, boy.
All right, food pairing. Gosh, I don't know.
I mean, what do you want with breakfast cereal? Are you going to pair it with toast or part of this balanced breakfast?
Dude, I.
What do you do?
Should I wait till last call?
Like
that?
I mean, it's kind of desserty, right? Like, if you were to have this beer at a restaurant, it's kind of a dessert beer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, it is very sweet. The sweetness is starting to come out even more now. Very berry sweetness. Strawberry, grape, cherry. But I don't want to pair this with ice cream. I don't really want to pair this with cookies.
Cereal.
I don't want to pair this with cereal.
Well, we, you know, if they're getting all crazy with the different ingredients in beer, can't we do it with breakfast cereal? Can it be like pineapple jalapeno crunchies or something?
I mean, maybe some oatmeal raisin cookies might be okay with this. Or just like a plain cake donut, I think would be fine. Nothing, you know, just like the old-fashioned.
Like old-fashioned, oh yeah.
Yeah, but not even glazed. There's, just like a regular cake, plain cake donut.
There's something to be said about a good old-fashioned donut. Still got a little bit of the oil on the outside, yeah. Like when you bite into it, it's got a little crust, but
that's
it's
my
nice
favorite kind.
Soft on the end. Oh, good old fashioned donut.
Mike just went to a happy place.
So yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna pair it with a plain cake donut.
Donuts.
And
glass of milk. I don't know.
And what Saturday morning cartoon?
Oh yes. Duh.
I can't remember which ones were Saturday morning, which ones were the evening ones, because I think Thundercats was in the evening. I don't think it was a Saturday morning. I think it was a weekday show, after school show.
You can go Thundercats.
But I think I'm going to go G.I. Joe. I think this one,
okay.
I think G.I. Joe would fit in with this.
The more you know. And knowing is half the battle, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, there you go, folks. This is Brew Rebellion. This is their Saturday morning cartoons breakfast cereal milk stout. 5.76% ABV. Brewrebellion.com is our website. BeerCoastersPodcast.com is our website. Up next, we got Mike drinking beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's getting late, so we got a chippy choppy.
Chippity choppity.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
So, Paul's America.
Yo! Fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there. G.I. Joe,
American hero. G.I. Joe is there.
It's G.I. Joe against Cobra and Destro, fighting to save the day.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untapped, Google+. We got our own channel on the YouTubes, and even Pinterest. Hot damn, y'all!
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Hey, Mikey. Gotta go to the bathroom.
Gotta drink a beer, Mikey. Cartoons.
Oh, there's another one. Of course, Scooby-Doo. We used to for sure watch Scooby-Doo every Saturday morning.
Scooby Brew.
That's right, Scooby-Dooby Brew. All right, so this is Mike from Boston, and my tasting flight this week is Berkshire Brewing Company's Brewers Series Oatmeal IPA. That's right. Oatmeal.
Whoa.
I
didn't even think of it. You have it there in the notes, and I didn't even notice that it was an IPA.
And this, what was interesting for me is I don't know if I've had an IPA with oatmeal. There's possibly IPAs that I've had that have had flaked oats, and I just, you know, just wasn't kind of front and center with the beer title. So don't know. We'll see how this goes here. This is from Berkshire Brewing Company. They are out of Deerfield, Massachusetts. And I like these guys. They come out with some really good beers, and they're always less expensive than most of the craft brewers around. Like, you find the six-packs are usually like a dollar or so cheaper. Their 22s are considerably cheaper. I like them. They make fantastic beer at a fantastic price. So
that's my feeling with Lagunitas.
Okay. I see that.
It's a solid brewery, and they're very competitive with their pricing.
Now, this one, like I said, this is part of their Brewer Series, which is a seasonal run for them. There's not much in the way of ingredients here. They just kind of list the six in the Brewer Series, and there's nothing individually about these, so I can't give you any ingredients or anything, so I'm just going to crack it. This comes in 22s only.
You've had Berkshire on the podcast, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times.
Five.
This will make the sixth appearance of Berkshire Brewing on the Beer Coasters podcast.
All right, so it's fine looking beverage. It's a kind of a deep golden color. It's got a solid finger of head there, kind of hanging out, soapy. It's pretty. It's quite cloudy, and it's not even like a chill haze. It's almost like an apple juice kind of like, or apple cider. It's very cloudy. I can't see through the other side of the glass. On the nose, very kind of sweet, citrusy hop. Sweet orange.
I got dry hopped with Cascade and Amarillo hops.
Where would you find that?
And then conditioned with toasted oatmeal flakes.
Toasted oatmeal flakes. Now there sounds like a Saturday morning breakfast cereal right there.
There you go.
There's a new cap going in the cap finder there. Berkshire Brewing Company. It has there's a bit of a cereal grain malty aroma to it, but the hops are sweet. It's a very sweet citrus. It's got to be more orange than anything else. I have to take a sip. It smells like
you
a
have
hop
to.
Bomb, but we're going to find
out. Do what you got to do, Mike.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Very smooth, and there's a lot of maltiness for an IPA. It's
probably from the oatmeal, I would think.
Yeah. It's super smooth. It's strange because it's got plenty of carbonation, but it's super smooth. You know, some beers are like so smooth they feel kind of almost uncarbonated. This has all the carbonation's still there, but it's slick. It's really nice. Got a toasty, nice toasted malty flavor, and you get a whiff of that orangey hop right before the sip, and I'm taking big sips here. It's going down easy.
A lot of grapefruit. Anything there?
See, normally, yeah, with Cascade, you get that smell of grapefruit, but something is making me feel like it's less grapefruit and more orange, and I don't know if it's just a combination of the other things that kind of tricking my nose into thinking that it's orange, even though it could absolutely be grapefruit.
Well, orange is definitely here too, yeah. So.
Man, at 22, I wish I had a six-pack of these. I'm going to pair with this. Man, I want, I know it's kind of lame, but I want a good burger with this beer, something spicy, like a maybe like a Jamaican jerk spiced burger with bacon and maybe some Monterey Jack cheese or something. I don't know why, but that's what I want. I want like a spicy burger, this beer. I have some actually having a slow cooker. I got this Korean beef recipe that I'm trying, but I don't think it's going to have, like, I want some heat, and I don't think that that has enough heat. I think it's maybe too sweet for something like this. So I can't do an instant pairing right now. I was going to go pull a piece out and try, but I don't even think it's ready. It's got like a couple more hours to go. But yeah, one is spicy. I'm going with a Jamaican jerk seasoned bacon cheeseburger.
Nice.
So untapped. Doo-doo-doo. So 385 ratings. Wow. That's a lot. Compared to what?
Supposed to be over 500,000. Yeah.
Now, this is apparently the number 5 on the Brewer Series list here. They're rating it a 3.63. And there's not enough, I guess, for popular location. There's some verified locations.
Yeah, I didn't have it in mind either.
Popular ones. So, oh, look, people are pairing it with some food here. Looks like they got some chicken on the grill. There we go. Beer for the maiden voyage. Oh, with a new smoker. So he's smoking some chicken. I want to give a shout out to Adam B on Untappd for smoking chicken with the oatmeal IPA. Smoked chicken might be good with this beer too. All right. So there you have it, folks.
Shall we?
The Berkshire Brewing Company's Brewer Series Oatmeal IPA.
Colleen Pack NW tweets, I get I'm watching the baseball game, but come on. I could walk out without paying for this beer and no one would notice.
Tweet of the week, yeah.
All right, everybody. Last call.
First up. Who is first up? Tony Leone.
First up. We started off the show with the old arrogant bastard brewing. Who you calling, wussy? It's a situation beer. You got to be watching a game. You got to be it's not bad, but it's not one that I'm going to go.
But there's a whole lot of depth flavor profile wise, right?
Like if I go to a ball game, you know, the chances of them having like a rye PA session, like that's probably not gonna happen. Like or like, you know, something that's like a nice sessionable IPA. What they might have, kind of like a middle of the road pilsner. Sounds good. Like that's probably what I'd go for. At a ball game is some, you know, shelled peanuts and hot dog or something like that and a pretzel. Like that's what you want to drink with this. So I'm gonna give it a 3 because it's not bad. It's just nothing that I'm in a hurry to get again. If you're gonna get a pilsner, like, and you're gonna spend that much, I mean, yeah, you're paying. What would we say, like 10 bucks, 11 bucks for like 16 ounce cans? No. You know? Yeah, okay. I mean, if you're gonna get a pilsner, you might as well get like something that's a little bit more worth your, you know, bang for your buck there. But so I'll give it a 3. And then the other one that I had was the Founders Breakfast Stout. I look forward to this beer every year. Maybe it's because I only have it like a month or two out of the year. With the seasons, but
it's not year round.
I mean, it is. I think it is year round, but like I just don't. I don't get it year round. I don't drink this in the summertime. How can I not give it a 5? How can I not give this beer a 5? I just had to.
I honestly don't know why I didn't. I think I gave it a 4.5 back when I had it. And I'm not... I wish... I'm going to have to go back and listen to the episode because I don't know why I robbed it of half a pint.
It's got everything I need. It, you know, it's got that coffee, but it's not too bitter. It's got that little bit of sweetness. It's got... that kind of like cinnamon, almost like kind of like Mexican coffee thing going on. It's nice. It is just, it just hit the spot tonight. 5 pints.
Nice.
You got a 5-pinter on the books there, Beer Coaster Tony. 5-pinter.
That might be the first 5-pinter of 2017.
Yeah. Accurate.
Oh, we're going to have to come up with an award for that, right? We have to have like at least.
You have to stay tuned. New Year's Eve 2017. Toby.
Yeah. For my ratings, right. The arrogant bastard who you calling wussy.
It is Arrogant Brewing. Arrogant Bastard is a different beer.
Arrogant
from
Brewing.
Arrogant Brewing. Apparently, I really don't know.
It's like the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yeah. I think I like it a little bit more than Tony there. As far as pilsners go, this is good. It's drinkable. There's nothing about it that's very harsh. It's at a nice ABV level too. So it's just below 6%, and it's, you know, it comes in a 16-ounce can. The cans are pretty awesome. Not that that has anything to do with the beer itself. But I think I'm going to go with the 3.5. As far as pilsners go, if I drank pilsners, I would get this again. And this is something that I would recommend to somebody who was a lager drinker and whatever. You know, I would say, hey, check this one out, along with beers like Anchor Steam and stuff like that. Like if I'm going to introduce a lager drinker into the world of craft beer, this is a good option. You know, this is something worth, you know, it's a little higher in, it's a little more expensive, of course.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's good. 3.5.
Yeah.
As far as the Brew Rebellion Saturday Morning Cartoons Breakfast Cereal Milk Stout goes,
what was that name again?
I'm sorry.
It is a mouthful. The bowl is overflowing. It's very fruity. It's sweet and fruity. I was really hoping that the stoutiness would come out more, and maybe, you know, have a little bit more roastiness in there, but it's just, you're just kind of left with this kind of sweet, dry, fruity, like a berry type thing. And I mean, it is, I'll give it to him, you know, kind of kind of like how the crazy rogue beers, the voodoo donut beers, how they, I usually appreciate those because they're crazy and they're out there and they still work. They're not, to me, they're not disgusting. They're just like, okay, you pulled it off. Whatever you did, you pulled it off. This one is not so much like the voodoo donuts. So I'm going to go, I think I'm going to go with a 3. This one. I probably won't get it again, but it is interesting. I don't know. It's gimmicky and it's not terrible. So, 3 pints. But I probably wouldn't get it again. But I would say if you're looking at it on the shelf, you'd be like, oh, this sounds interesting. Yeah, I would say get it. Check it out. It's worth checking out. All right. How about you, Mike?
Well, I am not a big fan of the wussy.
Because you're a man.
I don't.
You're a bearded man. Eating raw meat out of a crock pot.
Yeah. I guess I know I'm gonna get some flack here on Twitter and whatnot for, you know, if you don't like a particular beer style, then maybe you shouldn't, you know, rate that style. And but I, you know, I'm here in the show, hey, and I'm drinking a Pilsner.
It's your show.
And, right.
We're just drinking it.
No, it's actually...
It's your show, Mike. Come on.
Your show. I'm just drinking it. But I'm going to give this beer a 2.5. I just feel like it's too... There's not enough... I mean, it's okay, and I would drink this, like, if I was at a bar and it was on tap, and if, or if I'm at a game. I mean, it's much better than any macro beer, but there's something that feels mass-produced about it. There's something very narrow flavor profile in this beer. It's crisp, but there's not enough hoppiness. Maybe I'm being way too critical about this, and maybe because of it's a Pilsner that I want. Maybe I'm looking for more than is really not there with the style. But I'm gonna give it a 2.5. But I would drink it if it was available. Like, I don't think it's bad. There's not a lot of negative things to say about it as far as me tasting it, and it's got, you know, with the bitterness and it being dry and crisp and whatever. I don't know. 2.5. That's it.
If I was a big sports fan and I like to throw like Super Bowl parties, I would get a keg of this and have it super cold.
I think it would do really well, and I would drink a bunch of it. And it's strange like that it's like it's so. It's strange that I would rate it so low, but yet I would drink it all night long. But that's what I gotta give.
I hate you.
Yeah. I'm not enjoying
you wussy.
This. I'm not a wussy.
I am what I drank. Yeah.
So that's that for the wussy. For Berkshire, I'm totally biased. I like Berkshire's beers. This brewer series did not disappoint. Oatmeal and an IPA, super smooth. I really, really like this beer. I'm giving it a 4.5 because I think it's... I almost want to give it a 5 because
nice.
It's so smooth. It's so drinkable. You know what? Damn it. You know,
it's not perfect, but it's still awesome.
I think I'm going to do it. Yes, I'm giving it a 5. Not only is it number 5 in the Brewer Series for Berkshire, it gets 5 pints for Beer Coaster Mike here.
Nice.
There it is.
I really, really like it. Yay. And some other people like, oh, really? So, I know that they would try it and be like, yeah, it's okay, but no, this, it's got the right amount of everything.
Well, see, you came into this tasting not knowing anything about this beer, right?
This one? Yeah, yes. Complete blind, yeah.
So, if people watch or listen to this podcast and they're like, well, Mike gave it a 5, so this has to be good. Like, I hate when people tell me this is going to be the best movie of the year. And then you see it, you're like, you know, it's a good movie. But, like, you got to make your own opinions. Mm-hmm. So, I think they might join you in that 5 pint, but they should watch this podcast after. They taste
right.
It.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it for anyone. But it's...
So, make sure you bring a couple of bottles of that out to barbecue this year.
Okay. All right. I think I can manage that. I'll see if it's still available. I don't drink it every time I buy another bottle of it. That's why I gotta get bottles together, pack them up, and ship them to you guys. Just get them out there before me.
I'm gonna throw a little curveball here.
Ooh. Oh.
Little instant segment. Hashtag instant segment.
Instant segment.
Beer Coasters Podcast. What have you drank in this past week that stands out?
Only because it's a Beer Coasters Podcast that's a word. What have I drinking? That what?
Drinking.
Bring out the drinking.
Release the drinking.
One beer that you like. Oh, this last week or last weekend I had this blah 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 IPA or whatever that like jumps out at you. They're like, oh, this was good.
I can tell you, actually, I was at the Ipswich Ale Brewing Company, and there was a coffee beer. Hold on, I'm going to pull it up here. It's got to be in my recent activity. It might take a minute. Extra caffeine in it, but the coffee flavor was like out of this world. Here, Coaster.
How about you, Toby?
Turn it on.
Gosh, I don't know. I picked up a case, a mixed pack of Belching Beaver at Costco, and I like the Hop Highway. It's like Highway 78, the Hop Highway IPA. It's a great representation of a San Diego IPA. So I wouldn't say that I was like blown away by it, but I'm like, yeah, this is good.
That, you know,
yeah.
I will say, super interesting. Just the other night, and I completely forgot about it. Was the Smut Labs Smoke Cherry Shortweiss.
Shortweiss, I've had that one.
Very interesting smoky cherry things. Yeah. I don't think I've had something like that before. That was interesting. I don't know if Five Piner, but it was quite interesting.
It's something that, you know, you reflect back. My friend got me a 4-pack of the Captain's Daughter out of...
Captain Lawrence?
Captain...
I saw you untap that and I was like, oh, you gotta have that for a Dead Man Show.
I know.
Speaking of which, we gotta do that
Grayscale.
Very soon.
Yes, Dead
Man. Grayscale. Yes, we do. Grayscale Captain's Daughter out of Rhode Island. Okay. And it was this... It's one of those, like, it comes out, like, every few months, and then you gotta, like, know the secret handshake from the guy that's the beer guy around here.
Pull the right book in the bookshelf to spin around and get down to the basement.
Yeah. This was a delicious 4-pack, so that's what I had last night. It was really good.
The beer that I was speaking of is called the Sumatra Stout from Ipswich Ale Brewing Company. And it's a heavy beer, but the... coffee flavor is amazing. It really stands out. It comes in like this glass mug when you go to the brewery. It's like this glass like coffee mug, and it's coffee overload, but it's so good.
Thanks for humoring me, guys. I just thought it would be fun to reflect back on.
We should do that every week. I think that's a good part of Last Call.
And I had the Black Hog Granola Brown not too long ago, too.
You did? Yeah.
I had that at the Port Tavern in Newburyport, Massachusetts. And nice. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Good solid go-to. It's usually at a good price point, too.
So there you go. There's some 2017 little flashback there.
What'd you drink this week? There you go.
I want to give a big shout-out to Tater Tot on... Twitter.
My tots.
I believe she's part of Trillium. I'm not positive. Those who don't know, Trillium is a great brewery here in Massachusetts. Also, TBS Draft. Two Guys, One Beer. I think they might have stolen the title from someone.
Mm-hmm.
And Chasing Fit Me, Brian Smith, and I might be getting into last week. So, yeah. And what was the shout out for Untappd? I want to give him another one. Adam. Crap. Smoking Chicken Guy. Adam B, maybe?
Smoking Chicken.
Yeah. Smoking Chicken Adam with B. With the Berkshire Brewing Company.
I got some Untappd. I got Jesse P. Maddie Beer, Joe Tenegalia, Jimna Miller, Mark C., of course, the Beer Coasters Podcast, Matt G., and Arms McGee, and Kevin. And Jamie.
Irish McGee.
There you go. And Brian Kutzner.
See, that's like some Shout old out. Guy in you know, in New England, sitting at a bar, and he's talking about someone and doesn't know their names. Like, yeah, this Obs McGee over there.
Obs McGee over there. That guy. You don't want to arm wrestle him.
He'll rip your arm off and last beat you.
Last guy that arm wrestled him, we haven't seen him in 3 years.
Reminds me of that old Far Side comic where the guy's got the huge arm and it's underneath the table and they're like, okay, switch arms. He's got like this gigantic arm that's like underneath the table. I'm going to give some untapped shout outs. I'm going to go for Kelly Belly Full of Beer, James Johnson.
Kelly Belly Full of Beer. Sounds like some kind of limerick or something.
Lonnie K. R. Alex. Let's see. I also got Bev Bancroft, Grebsy, David DeVore. Is it Lonnie K. JJ. And Christy Lee. Or is it Christy Lee? That's it. Right?
I think both are accepted.
Oh, you guys? Really? Right? No?
I think both are accepted.
Christy Lee. Remember that? Billy Joel? Those are my shout-outs. Oh, and a shout-out to Tony Leone. And Beer Coaster Mike.
Yeah, we're pretty cool.
And let me give a shout out to OC Greg.
I also want to give a shout out to the Duchess's Belly.
Yeah. The Duchess's Belly.
The Duchess is having another baby.
That's right.
It's in the Dutch oven.
The Dutch oven. Nice. All right, I think that wraps it up for this week's edition of the Beer Coasters podcast.
Where we cheers ourselves.
That's right. And Dead Men coming up soon.
And science.
Science. That's right, folks.
Let's do some science beers.
Not a liberal conspiracy. Science. All right, that's it. Remember, this is your show. We're just drinking in it. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks, guys. Good show.
Very good show.
I had a good time. Made us move on, Crystal Lee.
Don't forget to go to BeerCoastersPodcast.com for all of your Beer Coaster needs with over 300 episodes for your listening pleasure. Please send us an email at backwash@BeerCoastersPodcast.com and we'll see you next time. Cheers!
Guys, I need a minute here. I'm sorry.
Woo! Life is like a beer with chocolate.
I am what I drank!
I had a good time.